A hand-picked protege wins Russia's presidential election. A ministry urges prayer. Flooding in Ecuador is unifying the church. And seeds are planted at an international book fair in Egypt. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Russia's president-elect Dmitry Medvedev has vowed to stay the course and continue leading the country under former President Vladimir Putin's vision. The international community's been muted in its greeting. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffiths says although Medvedev was a hand-picked protege, ministries still have time to prepare for indigenous ministry.
Look at Turkmenistan. When their new president took over after Saparmurat Niyazov passed away, incremental things have been happening. There has been change, but none of it, I would say, has been sweeping overnight. And I just think we need to hold our expectations in check and just wait and see what happens.
Griffiths says prayer is the best course of action right now.
Our prayer is that the new leadership, whoever it is in the ministerial offices and under President Medvedev, that they will once again turn back to a more Western-style freedom and way of doing things, and that they will lessen restrictions on evangelical ministry and not increase them.
Next, flooding in Ecuador has left thousands homeless and is responsible for killing more than 20 people. Christians are reaching out to help physically and spiritually. The outreach efforts are also having another effect. HCJB Global Hands' Herman Schirmacher says it's unifying the Ecuadorian church, and they're responding by
donating food and money as well to and also to become volunteers, and the pastors from all kinds of churches are working very, very closely together. I haven't seen something similar in the area here in Babahoyo before, and it's amazing.
Pastors are inviting people into their churches and sharing the gospel. Schirmacher says there's lots of work to do.
I'm in Babahoyo with a medical team of 7 people, nurses and doctors, attending hundreds of people. We also started a radio campaign with local churches and to raise funds and food.
HCJB Global is working with Samaritan's Purse, Mission Aviation Fellowship, and others in this relief effort. Go to our website if you'd like to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. The World Bible Translation Center recently took part in an international book fair in Cairo. Many Muslims and Arabs purchased the easy-to-read Arabic New Testaments. However, the police noticed the team and arrested one team member but released him. The team compared it to the experience of the apostles in Acts chapter 5. They told the police that when people ask about the Bible or Jesus, they wouldn't remain silent. Pray that seeds of the gospel will begin to take root. Meanwhile, HIV/AIDS is running rampant across the African continent. Over 42 million people are living with HIV/AIDS, and 74% of those infected people live in sub-Saharan Africa. 1.8 million of them live in Mozambique. Despite the staggering numbers, the church is reaching out and is growing. Missionary with Africa Inland Mission Bob Barnes says the church is finally addressing the problem.
Like the church in the West, we often are not willing to admit that the problem is in the church as well. Statistics for AIDS are no different in the churches. It's starting to force the church to look at it honestly. We've had pastors and Bible school students die of AIDS.
In the last 2 years, Barnes says God accomplished much.
We're able to plant 2 small churches out in a very rural area. Those churches are now dependent on the national church pastors to come and visit and train them up.
Pray that God uses these churches to change hearts, which is the only way to stop the onslaught of HIV/AIDS. And according to Wycliffe Associates, the current pace of Bible translation in India will put the Bible into all Indian languages in 90 years. In response, the team is helping to build a new translation training center near the Himalayas that will speed up the translation and cut that down to a little more than 18 years. Wycliffe Associates is working with the New Theological College, which has made space for a training center that will equip and enable translators to complete the work. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year around the world. Mission Aviation Fellowship is offering a special edition Better Than Life CD, Today's Stories of Faith, to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828. It features Scott Crepane, Shannon Wexelberg, and Charles Billingsley. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.